Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Another loss for the Mets. Another loss for the Yankees. NBA draft tonight. Knicks still don't have a coach. Want to join the show and complain or give us reasons to be positive? Lines are open at 888-808-1019. I was anxiously awaiting the debut of Poop Cruise on Netflix, and last night it did debut. Do you remember, because I don't remember that when this was happening in live times, but they made it seem like it took over the news at the time. Now, I was alive during this, but I don't really remember it. Back in 2013, the Carnival cruise ship Triumph that went dead, completely dead, out in the Gulf of Mexico because there was a fire in the engine room.
I thought it was the Gulf of America.
Oh, sorry. Yes. At the time.
Okay.
Sort of like the Indians and the Guardians.
Yes.
At the time, the Gulf of Mexico. And because the fire ripped through the engine room and then just ate up all the, burned all the power lines, and the thing was just
stuck. Yes, I do remember that story.
Yeah. So I didn't remember it. I didn't realize how bad it got. I mean, and they were out there for days and days and days, over a week, and then the toilets weren't working because the toilets, of course, need electricity to flush in that type of situation, and they were handing red biohazard bags for the people to dupe in. And then there was, like, the toilets were filling up, the showers were filling up, and it was just gross everywhere. And then when the tugboats finally got to them and started pulling them, the boat angle of
listing?
The boat turned.
It was listing.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Listing? I'm not a sailor.
You're a seaman.
I am. But listing, I've never even heard of that. I don't list, you know? I just go straight. I'm just perfectly trimmed.
Your boat has never listed.
I mean, maybe occasionally. I don't know. Now that I just learned, I guess it has.
All right.
So when they started towing them, it's listing, and all the poop and pee slid down to, like, an area, and then people were just walking around in raw sewage. And they had to sleep out on the decks and pulled their mattresses out there because it was like 100 degrees inside the cabins.
Hey, could have been no worse. Food. The thing could have sunk.
That's such a you thing.
But I mean, you got to look for the silver lining.
But it was still a pretty miserable experience for these people, and they're running out of food. And then someone had the genius idea, by the way. I got to put this microphone down from, you know, big intern there. Someone had the genius idea that, hey, these guys have been going through some tough stuff here. Let's give them free alcohol.
Oh, not good.
So they feed them free alcohol, and of course, everybody's going crazy. Fights are breaking out. People are peeing overboard, and it was just, and then they had to, like, shut it down because it got so unbelievably bad.
I'm sure if you were the captain, you'd try to do anything you can to just try to keep everybody at bay and keep them calm. But, man, you know, like I said, the good thing is at least it wasn't the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the poop cruise is one thing, and I do remember this and how horrible it was. The amazing thing to me is how long it took for somebody to go get them.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, you couldn't have sent out other ships. There aren't.
They did. So they said, so there was one ship that was in the area. This had to be really frustrating for them. It was like 6 or 7 days in. And one of the other Carnival cruise ships comes to bring them more supplies and water and food and stuff.
People couldn't jump off and go on the other boat.
But there was like a full regular cruise, like people on their vacation. So they're like, they're doing like a conga line on the other ship, but these people are like waist deep in feces on the other boat. Like, dun, 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 you're feeling hot, hot, hot. And then these other people are like, oh, I'm covered in my own piss. Help! So, and the problem was they, like, nobody was thinking about where they were drifting.
I wonder if there's any of these companies,
Norwegian
Cruise Lines, or any of these cruise lines that have boats on standby just in case something like this happens, and has the ability to pull up next to another cruise liner and somehow connect so people could actually get from one boat to another.
The answer is no. So they actually addressed this, and the one of the women who was in charge said that it's not, you would think it would be that easy. It's really not. You got to deploy all the other boats off the thing, lower them. You got to fill people in them, get them over to the other boat, and then get them up there.
And you just got to hope for calm days.
Right. And then, you know, then the weather started to turn with the towboat and everything else.
I didn't know this. I just figured all those cruises would dump their poop out in the ocean when they got halfway away, you know, when they got out there.
But the problem was they couldn't because there was no way to do it. Like, it wasn't just like
A bilge pump?
Bilge, yeah, I know that, yes. But yeah, it was just, there was nothing they could do. And then, this British woman who was like the person who had to deliver the messages, and she was trying so hard to like just be happy and keep people calm. So she was using the terms number one and number two. It's just like unbelievable just hearing this. If you need to go a number one, go in your shower. But if you need to do a number two, there's red biohazard bags that we are slipping under your cabin doors.
Just hang your butt over the edge.
No, because they didn't want people to do that because then, you know, they'd fall over and then they would be done. They'd be in the middle of the Gulf. That'd be the end of that.
I mean, try
duping on a railing of a cruise ship balance.
I wouldn't dupe at all.
Yeah, but people were saying it, but it ended up being over a week. There was this one guy, it's a little annoying, they were interviewing, but he's like, I'm not going to do it. I told him I'm not pooping in a red bag, and like I'm going to not poop until we get back to shore, and then there's nothing you can do after a while.
But I mean, like, if you got to poop in a red bag, you got to poop in a red bag. That's all there is to it. Why be a jackass when, you know, they know that everything's broken, the whole thing is dead, the whole ship is dead.
Yeah, these people refused, like, the pooping in a red bag is like the worst thing.
I'm not a cruise goer, so I wouldn't really care to go.
I know people like this, the crew stuff, but like, yeah. I have to say that when the cruise was operating normally and everybody was having a good time, it looked to me as much of a nightmare as when they were covered in their own poop. It was like that many people dancing around in pools and hot tubs and strangers and the weirdness that goes on in these crews. It looked like hell prior to this boat shutting down.
That would have been a hell of a... That's what they should make the next reality show out of. You know, stranded poop ship in the middle of the Adriatic.
Yeah. And just get a bunch of hot singles out there.
And get them all out there, put a camera on there, and let's go.
Yeah, there was this Russian member of the crew, this woman, and all she did was talk about how much sex she had during the poop cruise. Like, that was her whole point. She was like, I'm not gonna say it. There's so many things I could do.
Really, how many partners did she have? Do you know? Or was it just one partner and they just
No, it was several. She said it was several.
Multiple partners.
And she said when the alarm was going off, she was in some dude's cabin who had to run down near the engine room. And she was just she was proud of being, you know, the cruise whore. She was into that.
Oh, man.
She was definitely into that.
Wow.
Yeah, but I highly recommend it, I got to say. And there's an Indian chef who is the star of this thing.
Man, they got like this very international crew.
Yeah, that's what they say. They have like, you know, 1,200 crew members from all over the world. And
And how many passengers?
There was like 3,000 to 4,000.
So could the crew members hold back the passengers if in fact there was a rebellion?
No, they could not have.
But there was really no rebellion most of the time.
No, when the people got off the poop cruise, they were like, the staff was unbelievable. Like, without the staff being as great as they were, we wouldn't have been able to make it. It was more so just a horrendous situation.
Did they all get free cruises after it was all over, said and done with?
So there was this guy who was a lawyer, obviously. He was sniffing around this thing while it was going on.
Sniffing is the right word.
Yeah, it was like, Zalman, Sherman, and Miner, personal poop cruise attorneys.
What's that smell?
Yeah. So it actually said on, because he tried to sue everybody, but it said on the ticket, we don't guarantee a safe.
That's right. They basically.
Or sanitary or anything on the ticket.
Yeah, because a lot of people do get sick on these ships.
Right, so he couldn't. So basically they got like a free cruise, $500. He was able to settle with a couple of his clients with some more money. And, you know, some people went back on cruises.
And you got to believe people that are on some, out of that, what'd you say, 3,000 people, 3,000 passengers?
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
Just about 3,000 passengers.
Might have been actually more than that, but like under four.
Right. So you know there are some people on there that are disabled or have some other, like if I were on there with Gunner, who has to have electricity and has to have his treatments and can't be in an unsanitary situation
nightmare.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and then to find out on the ticket that you can't sue or that would be a little rough.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, you know, it was a PR disaster. They did, because that's a giant ship, so they couldn't just, like, blow that thing up. They had to, like, repurpose it, so they did. So I think it's called the Sunrise now. It's not the Triumph anymore. So if you're on the Carnival Sunrise, that was the poop cruise back in the day. Just so you know.
Well, I'm sure they made, man, could you imagine the amount of bleach they had to use to get that thing clean?
No, I don't. I mean, and it probably, there's got to be areas that still just like sopped in that just stinks still all these years.
Well,
later.
We got to go to Chris and Howell and get a real answer.
Yeah, Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't know why they're talking about pooping directly into the bag. I would just poop on the floor and then pick it up like how I do with my dog.
Yeah. But the inside out bag hand thing. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I get, I mean. Yeah, if you got a solid one. You have big dogs. Yeah, huge. So I got a pooper scooper, though. I don't do it with the bag. But they don't really poop on their walks, which is nice, occasionally. But they poop in the backyard.
Yeah, they leave landmines in the backyard.
It's sort of like you. Like, they don't like pooping somewhere else. They poop at their house, you know? But, yeah, you can end up...
Nice.
You end up... But yeah, you got to do the inside out bag trick. But if you're doing that with human feces, it's a little bit worse than the dog feces.
I don't know, but as long as it's solid, it's fine.
You're right, but then you, yeah.
But most of these people probably had diarrhea when you think about it.
Yeah, I know. And it's like no food. Luckily, they had enough water for everybody. But yeah, then
who do you think made the decision to give free alcohol out?
I don't know. But that woman, that British woman, Jen, was like, she was totally against it. She's like, this is a bad idea. But somebody was like, hey, we got to give them something. And there was people that did, there were people they interviewed that did enjoy it. It was like, oh, it was a nice little thing that they gave us to give us a respite. We could forget about it for a while. And then there was, like, they were fighting over beach chairs because people were making their own compounds with, like, hammocks and blankets and stuff on the deck because you couldn't go inside because it was so hot. So, like, it ended up being, like, it was an interesting, like, look into humanity when things go horrible and people would like groups would form and you'd be on this side.
Like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. And then like they,
a lot of flies there too.
You can't come over here. This is our group. You know, like that whole thing.
Oh, it became like a prison.
Yeah. Yeah. And like people would come in over, try to grab a chair and fighting over it and tugging on it and everything. Yeah. I mean,
human behavior. I would think that, you know, after about 3 or 4 days, after about 2 days, you'd have some sort of anxiety about what the hell's going to happen and what's going down. And you're hoping, like, at least the captain and, like you said, the crew are calming people down and letting people know that, you know, that eventually that this is going to get taken care of, but we need your cooperation.
Yeah, so they had just left Mexico when this happened.
Oh, God.
And
now this is the poop problem.
Well,
they all had Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah. So they thought, so the original plan was to get the tugboat from Mexico and then pull them back to Mexico. But they had drifted 100 miles north. So then they had to change the whole plan and add like 4 more days and then bring them into Mississippi, I think, or
Did
Alabama.
They contemplate calling the Navy for help?
No, they never said the Navy. Never said the Navy. I guess
Coast Guard, anybody? Yeah. Get some people off the boat at least.
I mean, you know, big troop transport or
there's
got to
be like, there's
got to
be somebody like that's infirmed on that boat that the Coast Guard can go and get.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that they didn't feel like it was necessary at that point where they had a plan and the tug. Yeah, they never mentioned how the government was going to get involved anywhere. They just didn't. They reached out and were like, well, what's your plan? Well, we're going to have a tugboat and these people are going to be there for 3 more days. We're going to tug them into Alabama. And then they probably said, okay, fine. Do they have enough water? Do they have enough food? Are they going to live?
I mean, why? Like, if you needed to bring, and I know that you said another cruise ship came out and gave them some supplies, but you couldn't do it by helicopter? You couldn't drop supplies by helicopter or something?
Yeah, they did. Some helicopter did show up for something. I think it was like a, it was a media thing, though. I think the helicopter went out
there.
They
didn't take anybody off that was infirmed or sick. Or...
They did not. If they did, they didn't mention it. Yeah, they did. They did not mention that. Yeah, everybody stayed the whole time. Matt in Poughkeepsie, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going? Good talking with you guys. You do a great job on the radio. Appreciate it. Yeah, my wife and I were talking about a cruise one time, and then we actually did our research on those things. I was a research guy, and just not even that happening, but just cruises are dirty and disgusting. I mean, the amount of things that they actually reuse without cleaning, or, you know, you have to imagine the amount of frozen food on there that, you know, what are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? So, I mean, it is gross and disgusting. And I was just telling the guy that before I came on, can you imagine Al Dukes being on a cruise? I hope he's never been on a cruise.
Oh, he did. He was recently on a cruise. Yeah, recently.
Oh, my God. I don't know how he didn't do his research on that, because knowing him and being a clean freak like I am, oh, my God, those places are ridiculously disgusting, even with that going on. So when this came on, you were telling me about it, I was like, imagine Al Dukes on that.
Yeah, well, where'd you go to Alaska? Was it Alaska on a cruise or something?
Well, last year I went to Bermuda on a cruise.
Oh, Bermuda.
And then I also went to Alaska on a cruise, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that again.
Did you remember the poop cruise one before you did this?
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, what'd you go, Carnival, Norwegian, what was it?
Royal Caribbean.
Caribbean, okay. Mm-hmm.
People love the cruises. It's not It's not a me thing at all.
Did you like it or no?
I made the best of it.
The Bermuda cruise had to be short, right?
It was shorter, yeah. I like the Alaska cruise. The Bermuda cruise, I...
Was the Alaskan cruise a smaller ship?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah,
so it was weird.
Maybe it was the weather that you appreciated more on the Alaskan cruise? I don't know.
I think I've gotten even worse with the way I look at other human beings.
Yeah.
Over the years, it's gotten worse, so...
Yeah, we know that. Did you like the buffet style food?
No.
No, you're not a buffet. Buffet guy. I don't see you at all at a buffet as a buffet guy.
Yeah, yeah. Not buffet guy.
And no. Way back, you were on a cruise with your fiance many, many years ago, right?
That's a very long time ago, yeah.
Almost.
Well, cruise was that?
She threatened to get off at every port and leave you. True story.
I can't recall, but it sounds familiar.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Where did that cruise go? Do you remember?
That the fiance that went bowling with us?
Correct, yeah. Oh. That cruise went to the Caribbean, I believe.
Okay.
Curacao and all those places.
And you Caraco is Peter Schwartz.
Yeah. And you probably had a great time.
Oh, so yeah. Terrific.
Wow.
And she was threatening to get off at every stop.
Correct. I think her bag was packed at every port.
I mean, of all the things that people would guess about us or not guess about us, Al Dukes being on three different cruises in his lifetime is one of the more shocking
and
things.
And engaged on one of them.
Engaged on a cruise. I mean, that's another lifetime.
I didn't get engaged on a cruise.
No, but you were.
Were engaged.
But that doesn't even seem like it's real.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
No. That's how crazy that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was another lifetime ago for sure.
Yeah, so anyway, watch Poop Cruise, and then the Indian chef is amazing. That guy, if there's any way we could find that guy and have him on the show, I would do it, because he was that funny. That guy's going to be on, like, Good Morning America or something. Somebody's going to find that guy and interview him, because he's that funny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports
what
Network.
What is the title of that folder, Eddie?
A Boomer poop folder.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Yeah, we're playing that song because it was what I saw in the Poop Cruise documentary, where there was another cruise ship in the middle of their great vacation that had to stop by the dead cruise ship with the people pooping in bags. And they were playing like that song. They're doing a conga line out there. All these people were like, please help us, save us. And they're like dancing. One thing they did do that was really interesting is when the boat got really close to be able to drop some supplies off to another boat, a tender boat, people were able to get the Wi-Fi signal from the other boat to be able to get, you know, communication back to their loved ones. So that was, so everybody's standing out there like this. Meanwhile, on the other boat, woohoo! Sorry, losers! Anyway.
Damn.
You should watch it. Poop Cruise. All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Yankees did lose to the Reds in 11, 5-4. I'll give you the game winner from Gavin Lux. You had the Yankees blow a 3-0 lead. They scored one time in the top of the 11th. A run in to make it a 4-4 game. And then...
five infielders, four on the right side. Here's a 2-1 to Lux. The pitch. Swing on, line drive, center field, base hit. De La Cruz walks home. Cincinnati wins 5-4.
And that'd be that. Yeah, I was right. Dave Sims with the call here on The Fan. The game winner, 5-4, the final score. As the Yankees slip to 11 games over 500, the Reds moving up to 4 games over 500. The Yankees have been bad in extra innings. 1-6 in 7 games, 0-5 on the road in extra innings. Aaron Judge, what is up with that?
And I didn't know that was a stat. I didn't know that was our record in extra innings. You know, we try to treat every inning like it's, you know, it's another game, another inning. So just got to capitalize. Maybe switch it up a little bit, try to find a way to get that runner over earlier, and, you know, things will be a little different. Kind of put the pressure on the defense.
9 of 12 is what the Yankees have now lost. Carlos Rodon.
That's hard to believe.
Which is worse, 9 of 12 for the Yankees or 10 of 11 for the Mets?
10 of 11.
But the fact of the matter is that both teams are doing this at the same time.
Yeah, and as Al and I discussed this morning, what a better time to do it while the Knicks were in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I haven't noticed as much.
But as I don't know who said it for the Mets, better now than later on in the season. Was that Sean Manaea?
Frankie Montas. That's right. Here was Jazz Chisholm. He got ejected in the 9th inning, and it was in between innings as he was taking the field and going to third base.
I realized that he was looking at me. I looked at him and I said, "Why are you looking at me?" And that's when I got tossed. I didn't get tossed for saying nothing crazy. I didn't get tossed for saying, "Oh, that was a bad pitch." I got a toss for saying, "Why are you looking at me?" I don't think that's a good reason to toss anybody.
All true, but
Chisholm,
he was ejected.
By the way, did you do you have that cut? That I know it's in the system somewhere because Fleegs played it for C-Mac, where Jazz says "Skipper" 10 million times when talking about Aaron Boone. He's like, "Skipper's got my back. Love my Skipper." Skipper told me he was okay, so I'm going with Skipper.
Well, let's see. There's only two clips here, so how about this one, maybe?
I realized that he was looking at me. Yeah. Me and Cap talk, I was still frustrated, just like how I wasn't yelling out of the dugout to the umpire, and I was yelling in the dugout saying, "That's bad."
Yeah,
I don't know what
he called. Yeah, it just was interesting. Skipper.
But I do have just 3 seconds. So, I mean, you lose to the Reds again. Here was Aaron Boone, 3 seconds. He says, "Listen, if you're going to have a crappy night, at least you do it against the Reds in Cincinnati.
If you got to poop in a red bag, you got to poop in a red bag. That's all there is to it."
That's it. That's all there is to it. So,
thanks, Skipper.
Tonight, Max Fried takes on Brady Singer. Couldn't believe you said that so cleanly before. 9 of 12 for the Yankees. They've lost them. Yes.
Eddie's got it.
I mean, I talked to my Skipper already. That's all I got to do is talk to my Skipper, man. My Skipper believes in me, and my Skipper is always gonna back me up, you know, and that's the best thing about being here as a Yankee and having Boone as a Skipper. He's always gonna have your back. He's gonna go back and watch.
Where did you get that from?
The only file, because I figured Fleegs would have put it there.
Interesting.
Skipper, 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 Skipper.
You ever call your manager Skipper back in the day, Boomer?
No.
Hey, Skip.
No, Coach Champy.
Yeah,
not Skip.
It's my Skipper.
My Skipper, yeah. As for the Mets, they lost to the Braves 7-4. Bullpen implodes, and Atlanta beats them again. That's 10 of 11 for New York. Nothing went right in the late innings, specifically the relief pitching. You got Brazoban, who walked the 3 batters that really fueled that 6th inning where Atlanta scored 5 times. Here was Carlos Mendoza. What was the issue?
He couldn't finish them. Missing glove side, the changeup a few times. Ball out of the hand. So he's been really, really good for us. And during this stretch, you know, he's a couple of bad outings there. And today was one of them.
What does that say? Ball? What's that saying? It's like a ball out of the hand is worth 2 in the bush or something? Is that what he was trying to say?
Bird.
Oh, a bird? So he said ball out of the hand is worth 2 in the bush.
So a bird out of the hand is 2 in the bush?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Two in a bush.
Whose bush? What does that mean?
I don't know. It could be anybody's. I don't know. Yes, bird to hands, you know, worth more than two in the bush.
Here's Francisco Lindor. He hit into a bush, grounded out in the ninth, went 0 for 5. Had a tough, tough evening.
I have felt good. Probably the past 4 or 5 days, I felt good. Today's just one of those nights, you know. I got to get good pitches to hit, and when I get them, drive them.
And they didn't last night. Now, so the way the Yankees wasted Carlos Rodon's outing, the Mets got 5 scoreless from Frankie Montas, but again, the bullpen was lousy. You'll have Clay Holmes making the start on Mets Odyssey Radio coming up later tonight. This is Tuesday, Diamondbacks, White Sox. Last night, Arizona beat Chicago 4-1. A couple of nights ago, they were playing, and an odd thing happened along the way as seen on Diamondbacks TV.
Welcome back to Chicago. This is from the previous pitching change. Torey Lovello with Ketel Marte in tears on the pitcher's mound, waiting for the reliever to come in.
And so you kind of wondered what the hell was going on if you were watching this game. Lovello after the game explaining.
It was a terrible moment. Fans are nasty and fans go too far sometimes. I love my players and I'm going to protect them. I've known Ketel for 9 years and he's had some unbelievably great moments and some hardships as well.
And so one of those hardships was his mom dying in a car accident. It's like 8 years ago, and I guess that's what the fan was yelling.
I mean,
something related to that. And so he broke down right there.
People are just the freaking worst.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the worst on the internet, they're the worst in person. They're just
trash.
You know, Jerry, I see you put out an alert on X. You put a post up there saying that Gio and I are playing in your golf tournament.
Yes, correct.
For your buddy, 18th. And you're auctioning it off, I guess, a twosome to play with us.
Correct.
Right. Do we get any response on that?
Yeah. I just posted it today because I screwed up the initial one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned it yesterday, but I don't know.
Because I retweeted the one auction today. So I'm right. We both retweeted it.
It just went really live this morning. A lot of people tried and reached out yesterday, said, what's wrong with the link? I screwed it up.
Oh, you did.
But it was fixed last night, and that is now live. 32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf.
Well, that's a lot of dashes.
Yeah, well, but the link is on
the link's right there.
I put the link on
right
X,
on X.
You reposted it. It's really not that hard, actually. Yeah. And that's August 18th, Bella Vista Country Club for the Team Scott golf tournament that you guys will be playing with. We will also be next week or after yours ends raffling off a twosome to play with CeeLo and JJ.
Mm.
So I'll try and rate some extra.
That sounds exciting.
New father, JJ.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, Lopresti's pretty good, as you know. Good golfer. And JJ's interesting to play with.
Yeah, getting better, I'm sure.
He can hit the ball a long way, but he's got an awkward swing.
And he stares at the club face when he rotates. He used to, at least.
I didn't see that when I played with him last year.
He used to.
But he's got an odd swing, but it does seem to work. Anyhow, so that's going on the next few weeks. The Hawks did acquire Kristaps Porzingis in a 3-team deal with the Celtics and the Nets. Another first-round pick goes to Brooklyn. This one is number 19 overall. Cooper Flagg expected to go to Dallas, as we know. Dylan Harper from Rutgers expecting, you would think, to go to San Antonio.
The NBA, you never truly know until it happens. So, I mean, ain't nothing set in stone until tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But there's been high hopes, you know. Love that organization. Love every other organization. So, just going to stay open.
And then Ace Bailey, the big thing with him is no workouts. And so, because of that, maybe his draft stock has fallen a little bit. He was asked why.
Focus on basketball. I mean, end of the day, it's basketball. I mean, don't worry about the other stuff. I let my people around me handle that. The only thing I'm focused on is the basketball.
You know, I forgot you weren't here yesterday.
Right.
So, Mike Anori has emerged as a new candidate for the Knicks. Did you hear his little 20-second roll on social media?
I would like to hear this, yes.
So this is a little snippet of him doing halftime interviews as an assistant with Minnesota.
Nothing, fast break points, boom goes the dynamite, there goes our lead. We got to treat Bane like you do the elf on a shelf on Christmas morning. You got to find him. You know, he makes everybody comfortable. He's like popcorn during Saturday night movies. Our paint defense was like 7-11, open 24 hours. Realize they had hits on like Donkey Kong the way they started out. First time all year that we were kind of on almost like a hot mess express.
Oh, man, hire him today.
You ever play for a guy like that?
We're going to hire him today. And I was telling Gio this morning that maybe, just maybe, the reason he is being interviewed is because Carl Anthony Towns said he liked him when he played there with him.
Oh, Jalen Brunson liked Tibbs.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's Carl Anthony Towns' team now.
Oh, great. Let's bow down to Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, I guess Brunson was there a year with him, too, maybe?
Was he?
Because it was 2021, right?
It's possible. Yeah, this guy's been an assistant coach everywhere, so I don't
know. Yeah, but the point being is that maybe the agents or the players told their agents to tell Leon Rose, you know how this whole thing works. Hey, we really like this guy. He's funny. He's good. He knows what he's doing. He can, you know, we can really relate to him. Who knows? Maybe that's why he got the interview in the first place.
Maybe. Got to poop in a red bag. You poop in a red bag. That's all there is to it. And then during the telecast of a WNBA game, I think this was on ESPN. I'll just play it. This is Rebecca Lobo speaking first, and Pam Ward is the play-by-play announcer.
So they disagree with you. They do, and I disagree with them, and that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pam Ward?
Hello?
I should rephrase that, yes.
Rephrase what?
Yeah, I did think...
opinion are perfectly
yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it. And sorry about that.
Wow. What? There's a better way to say it? What did she say that was wrong?
I don't know. I don't
was Pam,
know.
Was Pam, well, Pam's a University of Maryland grad.
Pam Ward was the one that was saying that you should say difference of opinions.
I finally figured this out, and it actually did take me longer than it should have.
Okay.
Because she said, you know, that's the old saying, we say you different opinions, that's what makes America great. But now that's a Donald Trump saying, so Pam Ward didn't like that.
Oh, so like the because Make America Great Again is the MAGA thing. So she said saying that, it sounded like she was endorsing Trump, so she didn't like that.
It's not an old saying. It's the saying.
Oh, my God.
That's why America is great.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Well said right there.
What's your response to those two?
Well, Rebecca Lobo was great. She was fine until all of a sudden she was judged by the
person
she
works with. Someone must have gotten
her
ear.
Well, I'm thinking that somebody, if Pam doesn't respond to her... Then right, Pam is basically being the arbiter of her spoken word.
Correct. And she's probably looking at her and getting a weird face, and someone probably said in her ear, "She doesn't like, who knows?
What the F?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Oof. There was clearly an awkward 15 seconds of silence.
Everybody's lost their minds.
Yes.
Hey, you know, has that ever happened to you, Jerry, where the guy that you're working with just says something that you find to be stupid?
Yeah, every day, four times a day. Hello.
But I'm talking about as a
you were talking about doing games, not between 5 and 6 a.m.?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember a situation like that. I really don't.
I only remember one time where I was working with a play-by-play guy where he said, if I said something, you'd get dead air.
Dave Sims?
No.
No. Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah. He said, if I said anything about Al Davis when I was speaking to him pregame and he gave me all the plays, gave me all the inside of the Raiders, that if I brought his name up as my contact and where I got my information from, that he would not have a discussion with me.
Hmm. It'd be silence.
Yeah, because those guys didn't like each other. I didn't know that at the time. That's the thing.
Well, you were in the dark on this
but
situation.
That was a different. Yeah, it was a different story. Yeah, this one here is like, man.
I've never experienced that in all my years. Never once. So, very odd. And Matt Martin officially announces his retirement as he transitions into the front office. All right, time now.
Poor Sydney.
Why?
There goes Wag Life.
Oh, well, she still is, though. He's still part of the organization.
Yeah, but she's on the other side now.
Oh.
Yeah, there's not, like, what's special assistant to the GM? Sagamaglife? It's not quite as glamorous.
City loved it. But the good news is that Winnie Doodles and the twins and Allie get to go to Islander games and get to see Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky. And Niles.
Yep, and Niles.
Very nice. All right, moment of the day. Completely unrelated, yet still related. Both Mike Francesa and Sean Morash had a difference of opinion with the way the Yankees handled Clark Schmidt in his 7 no-hit innings on Saturday. Got to play a bunch of it to get to the good part.
Clark Schmidt kind of got robbed. And before you interrupt, David Wells and David Cone won a bunch of rings here. They're immortalized for their perfect games. Jim Abbott has talked about forever for his no-hitter here. Doc Gooden, his no-hitter here. This is not on the road. This is at Yankee Stadium.
Now, he was annoyed that he wasn't given the opportunity to go back out there in the eighth. Bring it back to Mike on his podcast yesterday.
Any clown, anybody, anywhere who thinks he should have pitched the eighth and ninth innings really should not only keep that to themselves, they shouldn't even be allowed to watch baseball the rest of the year. Are you out of your mind?
Mind? I mean, any clown out there who lives in Brightwaters, Long Island, who is
pale and overweight and floats around in an above-ground pool and is half a host, half a producer, and kind of has a head like a beluga whale. I mean, shut up. Hold on a second. I mean, let me take a drink here.
There you go. Moment of the day, and the take a drink was relatable to something prior, but you get the point.
Yes. When he told everybody, excuse me while I take a sip of my drink because I was outside rewatering my plants.
Wait. Yes. Which, by the way, I know that I only played it from that start, but that really was the start of the podcast.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa podcast, part of the Bennett Rivers Network. Let me take a drink for a second on this very, very warm day. I was just outside.
Right out the gate. Welcome. Need a drink.
Fade down the music, Mons, so you can listen to me swallow. What a hot day. I tell you, I'm re-watering the plants. And I don't normally do that. I never was a plant-watering person. Never cared for it. But Rose said re-water them. That's how hot it is out there. Just amazing. There's nothing more hydrating than Diet Cola. That's right. I mean, just really quenches your thirst. And what quenches your thunder, conga, excuse me, is a Junkless bar made from real granola. All right, Jerry, we will see you later.
Right on. Junkless bar, I love it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I got a briefcase full of burgers and a briefcase full of tater tots. I got a briefcase full of burgers. Oh, look at this buffalo chicken. Oh, my God.
Jesus, I got about a dozen burgers sitting in front of me.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And they got a buffalo chicken sandwich and a crispy chicken sandwich.
This is from Wayback Burgers.
Wayback. I heard a lot about this place.
Well, we finally got one in Manhattan.
Yeah, exactly. Where exactly is it again there, Merc? The Wayback Burgers? Hey, Mercadante, where exactly is it? Where's the location?
Between 26th and 27th.
All right, nice.
7th Ave.
Mm-hmm. Is it bringing you way back to your days of eating hamburgers?
It's different. It's I don't know what kind of roll it's on. It's like a...
Let me see.
It's really good. You want a bite?
No, not out of your thing. Oh, it looks like a buttery type of, like a grilled cheese thing.
Yes.
My goodness.
Like a burger melt.
Oh, like a melt. Oh, man.
Mm.
Maybe I have to have that, not the buffalo chicken, now. I'm a sucker for a buffalo chicken, though. Get me a buffalo chicken, anything.
I know you love buffalo chicken. I've heard you say buffalo chicken like 10 times. Like
skipper. You know who loves buffalo chicken? My skipper. My skipper loves buffalo chicken. Like, if I got a pool, I'd fill it up with buffalo chicken sauce, like Frank's Red Hot and Ranch, as opposed to water and or salt water.
Did they allow above-ground pools in Sayville?
No, I would not.
I don't think so.
You get kicked right out of there.
Right. It's like playing Kirkland balls.
You're understanding.
Yeah.
It's taken you a while, but you're understanding.
I think Costco got sued by Titleist.
Really?
I believe so, over that whole controversy. You know, Titleist spends a lot of money on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Their Pro V1s, Pro V1Xs. I play AVX, which I love. And, but, you know, I believe that there was a lawsuit about patent infringement.
Okay, Costco lawsuit, Titleist. Yeah, 2017. Yeah.
There you go.
But Costco sued Acushnet, seeking a declaratory judgment that their golf balls did not infringe on Acushnet's patents or engage.
That's who owns Titleist.
And false advertising.
I think it's Acushnet.
Acushnet.
I think it's Acushnet. That's how you say it.
Okay. I like Acushnet.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Right.
Where are you working these days? AccuSchnet.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, there was a lawsuit in between them, yes.
Man, oh, man.
Well, I'm not going to eat a dozen burgers. I mean, Al, you got to come in here and grab these burgers.
I may have to have the burger. It seems a little messy here. Give me one of the burgers before you get out of there.
All right.
Hand me a burger. Put that back. It's a little messy for this morning.
A little messy.
Okay. So
just wanted to
write. What, you want ketchup too or no?
No.
Just hand me whatever you just did.
Let's see. What's a WB? Wayback Classic. There you
Wayback
go.
Yeah, there Wayback. Damn. There you go. Wayback Classic. Wayback.
There you go, Al.
Lay back in your Maybach.
A very popular guy out in the bullpen.
Yes. Oh, these people out there are going to be munching down on these burgers.
Oh, keep them away from Big Intern. He may eat about five of those.
He double fist sandwiches. Yes, that's a lot of people said that with the Big Intern picture when we put it out there. Like, do you have to feed him as well?
Yeah, we do. We feed our interns here.
Yeah.
They're called vending machines.
Yeah, we'll throw him some raw steak just so he can get his protein in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So when do you think this dismal baseball season over the last 2 weeks is going to turn around for these teams?
Mm.
Do you think we're going to see 3, 4, 5 game winning streaks anytime soon? It doesn't feel that way.
What's the we got Max Fried. You know, it's tomorrow we're going to come in with 2 wins. And it's because of the pitching matchups. And I know that's a silly way of looking at it, maybe a donkey way of looking at the baseball game. But because you got Fried on the mound for the Yankees, and you've got the Mets with a favorable pitching matchup for the first time in a while, with Clay Holmes against Didier Fuentes making his second start, tell me what you want, whatever, about the whole thing with the facing them for the first time. They got a hit tonight, and Clay Holmes is going to pitch well. And the Mets are going to win at Citi Field. They're going to beat the Braves. So we're going to come in with 2 wins tomorrow. And now that Wayback showed up today, I'm feeling even better about life.
I'm thinking about 3 or 4 home runs for the Yankees in that bandbox out there.
Okay.
Great American Ballpark.
Let's see what the
last time I did this, you know, I took the Yankees and the over.
And it won.
Right. So
you don't feel as confident with the Mets. You feel confident with the Yankees?
No, I think the Mets should probably score at least 7 runs today.
Wow.
Or tonight.
So the Yankees, they're a -140 favorite. It's funny. The Mets are -146, +124 on the money line, and the Yankees are, they're actually -215. So both are heavy favorites.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
They should be tonight. I'm going to come in here on a, what's tomorrow going to be, a Thursday?
Tomorrow's a Thursday. Hopefully the weather's going to break.
By the way, we talked about how we usually take like the 4th of July week off.
Yeah.
Now this year was going to be different because 4th of July is on a Friday and we're going to work like a few days during that week. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? The next week after that be the All-Star break. Take the next week off because it's the All-Star break. It's not the All-Star break. So we're going to come back from vacation and do that same crap again.
Well, maybe we'll readjust.
No, I've already made plans.
Okay.
To be off that week. But the All-Star break's that's a tough week. Not anything going on. But sometimes it's fun because that means there's nothing going on. You can talk about anything. Like watertight frogs' buttholes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.